Hello, is anyone there?
Wendy.
Joined.
Frederick.
Oh. Joined.
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Darlene.
Joined.
Sylvia Karras.
Joined.
Beau Brendler.
Joined.
Hey, Beau, don't sound so excited about joining.
Joined.
Oh, I thought it did it automatically. Sorry, Beau Brendler. Hi.
Danny.
Joined.
Hi, November. Okay, so hello. It's 5 after the hour, and welcome, welcome. It sounds like we've got a number of people here. I did not hear if Bo or Robert are here. If either of you are here, please say hi.
Hi, it's Bo. I'm here.
Ah, hi there. Okay, so what I'd like to do is, I don't know about the rest of you, I have a hard stop at 4, so I'd like to try and go through the items on the agenda.
Joined.
And so, has everyone seen the agenda that was updated, I think Saturday morning?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
One of the things that I wanted to do in advance of the upcoming re-election of the chair and secretariat of Naralo, as well as the election of a new ALAC rep, is to essentially do a bit of a 12-month review. It's been a year since we had the formation meeting in San Juan, slightly less than a year, and what I was hoping to do was to basically survey everybody for the good, the bad, what we did well, what we could have done better, things that we did really wrong, and basically just something that we can use to move forward with. I think we've done some interesting things, but it has been a pretty slow start to sort of get our legs. And what I was hoping to do was to go around the call and to hear from everybody basically what you thought of how things have gone at this one-year milestone.
Kevin?
Yes?
Can we take a roll call as per the agenda so that we know who else here?
Okay.
So far, I've got Evan, Darlene Thompson, Wendy Seltzer, Frederick Lazure, Gareth Sherman, Sylvia Karras, Beau Brendler, Danny Younger. Who am I missing?
Beth Reese.
Darlene, I think that there is a mistake with my last name. It's not Lazure, it's Taboul.
Sorry, wrong, Frederick.
It's okay.
Anybody else that I missed?
Can you hear me?
No one can.
Seth Reese.
Okay, there we go. Thanks, Seth.
Okay, what I'd like to do, since we've got that list of roll call, what I'd like to do is sort of go down the list in the order that Darlene just read it out and just ask everybody for your comments. The good, the bad, and the ugly, and basically how the region can sort of improve itself over the next little while. So, Darlene, could you just sort of read the names out one by one, and so nobody gets a chance to just sit in the background and stay silent. If you're on the call, we need to hear from you. So who's first? Darlene, who's first on the roll call?
Darlene, do we have you still?
I'm sorry, I had myself on mute. After Evan and myself, then there's Wendy.
Joined.
So go for it, Wendy.
All right. Well, I suppose I'm here in my capacity as an individual and glad that this group has done more to include individuals than any of the others. They would, and has seemed to do more discussion of policy than other regions, although I always would like to see more of that. I would like to still to find better ways to get policy discussions going and input into the policy discussions. And at least we've had some people participating.
Okay. Wendy, is there anything that you think that we did particularly well or particularly badly in the last 12 months?
I think we didn't make nuisances of ourselves enough. I think we let the organization get away with too much. I think that we need to be making life difficult for them when they are doing things that are not helpful to the individuals that we represent.
Okay. Anything else to add, just in general?
Okay, sorry.
I'll wrap up there.
Okay. Who's next on the list?
Garrett.
Garrett, are you there?
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear what was said. Who was next? It was garbled.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I think my reaction has been several things. First of all, how very difficult it is to really get a handle on all the various issues, and because they're all complex. And I have been watching the lists and trying to learn more about it. I know those of you who have been to more of the meetings have perhaps are a bit further along with that, but I think I agree with Wendy that we've been able to get our points forward better than some of the others. I think the fact that Narelo has had some good interventions with ALAC in general has been good. I'm sorry that there hasn't been more of the short updates on issues that we have been promised, and hopefully that will still come. So those are some of my thoughts. I certainly have been concerned with some of the garbage that's been on the list, and certainly thank you, Evan, for your efforts in trying to cut down some of that. But all in all, I think we're starting to make progress. And there's a long way to go, and but we need to start trying to keep going and trying to keep to get this get the organization working and improve. So that's sort of my feelings at this point.
Okay. Who's next?
See Sylvia Karras.
Hi. I joined this group after the Athens meeting because I have a small electronic community and know about ICANN and been following some of these things, but very much as a lay person. So it's been interesting to listen to the conversation. Nobody particularly involved in our community replies to the messages that I send has much interest in this. It's hard for me to see where it actually affects people as the end users turning on their computers, even though intellectually I know all that. Missions are pretty technical and hard to communicate that piece of it. I've enjoyed the process. I think the energy in this small group is really terrific, And just like with any big bureaucracy, there are problems and there are process issues. I think the group is doing pretty well. I'd like to stay just as this silent observer, and I have to leave in 15 minutes.
Well, before you do, can I ask for one question of clarification? When you were talking about the lack of interest, is this an issue of communications? Like, in your opinion, are the issues important, but we're just not getting through to explain them properly, or is it just there genuinely isn't interest in the issues?
I think there isn't. Most of the people that I'm speaking with, the Internet is a tool. The computer is a tool for us to talk to each other. So, you know, whether the oil needs changing or something needs updating or this or that, lots of people aren't interested in. So politically, could these issues be framed in different ways so it would engage the ordinary person? Probably. But I don't know really what that would lead to. I mean, I'm not sure that's necessary even. How's that for a non-answer?
That's definitely not a non-answer. Okay, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm just enjoyed being here.
Okay. So there must be something of interest.
Well, I like all the tech things. I'm no longer knowledgeable or current, but years ago I know what you're talking about, and I like listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's next, Darlene?
That would be both.
I'm muting myself there. I think if I were to come up with a positive and a negative, the positive would be similar to what others have said, in the sense that on certain occasions, I think Danae Raylo has been vocal and passionate and, you know, was able to really come to an agreement on a particular issue of policy. I'm thinking of the APP and made a very strong statement to the ALEC, which I know got a bit deluded and disappointed from, I think. But that said, you know, I think Danae Raylo, even with the relatively small number of people it has, is beginning to establish itself as an important and strong voice within the at-large, which is good. I guess if I were to pick a negative, I would say it would be communication mechanisms, and by that I mean two different things. In the forthcoming meeting in Paris, for instance, the two things that I have to deal with are, well, three things, really. One is meeting with the registrar constituency to talk about changes in or progress on the registrar accreditation agreement. And then the other thing is getting the group together to talk about progress on the implementation of what's going on with new GTLDs. And the third thing, which is a little bit less easy to think about in these terms, is the meeting with the Government Advisory Committee. So I kind of wish that I had a stronger sense from the Danae Raylo what they care about in those three areas, so that I could be more representative of us as a group and say, you know, here's what the North American group, here are the two most critical issues North America feels about or thinks about new GTLDs. So I know that's just sort of a matter of communication, it's a matter of interest and all that kind of thing, but the other type of communication I would like to see us improve or a mechanism to create would be figuring out what exactly to do when we're outraged about something or should be outraged about something. How do we make an appropriate noise about that will be heard? I'm thinking specifically of the McAfee report that came out that said that .info, along with a couple of country code domains, were the most you know, dangerous domains for safety and security and stability and rip-off and fraud. And I think, you know, we ought to make a big deal about that, because the registrar that controls .info, affiliates, needs to answer for that. I know it's less easy for countries to do it. I know that's sort of against the areas of sovereignty there. So I would like to see us develop a strong communications mechanism for making our voice heard when we really want it to be heard.
So I was going to raise, I suppose I shouldn't jump in, but I was going to raise almost the opposite point on that McAfee report. But I'll wait till everyone finishes.
Okay. So, Bo, is your, just again, similar clarification to what I asked of Sylvia, is the problem a matter that the issues are being raised and that we're not reacting well enough, or that the issues simply aren't being raised well enough?
Well, I mean, I take some of the blame myself. I guess what I could do is send an email to everybody in NARALO and say, you know, any of you guys out there who have anything you really want said, you know, at the policy level about new GCLDs or the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, or is there anything very specific you want me to bring up to GAC, I could send an email to everyone and see what I get back. But I have sent a couple emails like that before and didn't really get a big response. So I suppose you could look at it in a whole number of ways. It's a matter of the communications method. It's a matter of what, you know, perhaps I should explain, perhaps the communication needs to explain more deeply what the GAC is and, you know, frame the issues for everybody better. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, arguably what you're saying are things that should be coming from the ALAC down to the regions in identifying issues. I guess this just might be an area where we may have to push the issue instead of waiting for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll go ahead and send that email. I'll go ahead and send an email out like that before Paris and just say what I just said. You know, if there's anything you guys want us to say specifically in Paris about those three things that I happen to be, you know, involved in, I'm more than happy to do it.
Okay. Okay, that's good. I didn't want to use this sort of particular item as a way to sort of launch into the rest of that, which is seems like a separate thing unto itself. Do you have anything else to add at this point, Bo?
Nope.
Okay. Who's next?
Danny Younger.
Okay, this is Danny. In terms of what we did well, I think that the region reacted well to the ALAC abusive process, especially with regard to the joint constituency statement. In terms of what we did very badly, I think we failed miserably reacting as a region with regard to the work that needed to be done on RAA revisions when that first came out. We failed to come together and issue an appropriate statement for the JPA. We don't have regional working group participation, either in the ALAC working groups or in the GNSO working groups. As a region, it doesn't seem like at the plenary sessions we're attending the appropriate workshops. We had a failover workshop in Delhi. I didn't see at large participation from our region there. Finally, I would add that we haven't done anything to properly prep our representatives for their one-hour session that they hold every ICANN meeting with the ICANN board. This is our opportunity to pose those questions to the board that need to be answered. We haven't given our reps sufficient guidance. Now, in terms of where we can improve, for one thing, I'm very happy with the staff work to supply tools such as Adobe Connect, and I'd like to see us using such tools to a greater degree going forward. That's it for me.
Okay. Now, Danny, I'll ask you the same question I asked Bo. Is the problem that you saw, for instance, on the issue of the RAA, was it a matter that we had the information and didn't react well to it, or that there was a problem in simply getting around to understanding what the issue was, what the deadlines were, and that we just didn't
move
properly?
Well, look, this thing was all over the... The issue was all over the front page of ICANN. We had the register fly mess going on at the same time. The JPA was certainly a big deal thing. I don't think that anybody paying attention to ICANN or the ICANN website could have possibly missed those kind of opportunities.
Okay. So this was a failure of both AWAC and of the region in not responding properly to it?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, sorry, just writing this down. Okay. Any recommendations moving forward to address that?
Well, yeah, we've got to take a look at the calendar generally. We know that we're going to have a new set of 16 amendments posted on the RAA probably within the course of the upcoming week. We know that we've got ongoing budget discussions and other matters that are out there. We should be getting our thoughts together on these things as they appear and, if necessary, form a regional working group if we're not going to get any other regions actually participating in the AALAC working groups.
Okay. All righty. Okay, any last words before we go to the next person, Danny?
Nope.
Okay, who's next?
Seth Reese.
Hi, Seth.
Oh, is it me? My turn?
Sure is.
Okay. First of all, I want to compliment, I think, the whole group because I think the group has been more active and constructive than I anticipated, particularly in the last 6 months. And, Evan, I think you can take some credit because you've organized good meetings. And just the attendance, the number of people attending on this call is relatively high. And I think Danny and Bo and Darlene should all take credit because they've been very active and constructive, and Wendy as well. I think what I see is that when people are empowered in some position, they tend to work towards constructive solutions, and those. I don't know, we're representatives of the various ALSs who aren't empowered.
Sylvia Karras.
I'm sorry?
Left.
Repeat that?
No, Wendy had to leave.
Okay. Those of us who aren't empowered probably don't take the time and make the effort to make the kind of contributions that add to the whole. And I think that's one shortcoming of AALAC in general is that, or of the at large in general is that those of us who, for one reason or another, either are not elected or don't have the time, tend not to participate at a level that would make for valuable input. And part of that, I think, is communications. I think list servers are very time-consuming and stress those of us who can't find the time. And part of it is not traveling and having face-to-faces, that we're less likely to understand where people are coming from and figure out how to make valuable contributions when we're not interacting on a personal level. So I, in general, I think the organization has come a lot farther than I anticipated from what I observed at San Juan. And on the other hand, I think it's it is functioning at only part of the level that it is intended. And I think the solution would be better communications and somehow, you know, getting those of us who aren't empowered to travel once in a while. And those are my comments.
Okay.
And by the way, I enjoyed meeting everybody, and I enjoy the participation that I observe from those even when I'm silent. So.
Okay. Of course, we hope going forward, Seth, you won't be silent as much.
Well, you know, I'm always here multitasking and doing all the stuff I'm not supposed to. By the way, my new office has only V over IP phones, and I just was just reading I'm not supposed to use them. Is I don't understand why the other side would care. Your side would care if I'm using a V over IP phone.
Okay. I don't mean to cut you off on that one, Seth, but we're in a half hour. And
Sure. Well, it's just a question that could be answered any time.
Okay, just punt it by email and we'll take care of it.
Thanks, Evan.
Okay. Any more on the list, Arlene?
That was the last on the list, unless somebody came up after. Anybody else then?
Actually, Darlene, I was hoping to get you, too.
And then you, Evan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I thought the whole reason behind putting them together was that I didn't have to.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go for it. What did we do well? I think we were actually, on the one or two issues, we were actually able to be proactive on and actually come out with statements before they're even asked for. I think that was awesome. Also, I've been noticing with these briefings that Nick has been getting together with Adobe Connect, I've noticed that there's been excellent participation from the North American RALO and almost none from the other RALO, so I'm pretty proud of that. What did we do badly? I pretty much have to disagree with most of what everybody said, as in we are not, we need to really become much more involved on policy things and to be able to, talk more on it, but I think that's coming slowly. And as, staff does get those policy briefings and stuff out, and as we go through these online policy briefings, I think that'll help a lot. So how can we improve? We need to do more outreach. We need to do more of those policy briefings and just try to be involved as possible and learn as much as possible. That's it.
Okay. Actually, next I have Frederick, who is here with us and has not been involved with At Large for very long. But, Frederick, if you've got something to say to this group, please do.
Yes. Thank you very much, Evan. Actually, yes, it's true. I have not been engaged a lot, but I have to admit that since my arrival, let's say the last 6-7 weeks, I've been quite impressed by the work of Narello. I should maybe not say that, but for me, the way how you both handle things, answering to email, tenor of discussions, as well as leadership of both Evan and Darlene, has been very helpful for my training and understanding on how to handle businesses with RALOs and some ALSs. So I look forward to the new candidates that are going to apply for election to work as good as Evan and Darlene did until now, and look forward for a very good relationship. Thank you.
Okay. I guess that leaves me, and I'll try and keep it brief. Essentially, I have been extremely happy with the progress that's been made. Since we started in San Juan, it has taken some time for us to get our footing, but as a number of people have mentioned, over the last couple of months, specifically on the issues of domain of the tasting issue, and specifically on issues of the joint statement with the GNSO revisions and things like that, I do think that we've been able to take some proactive stance. It's taken time to get our feet, but I think that's happened. My biggest frustration has been trying to balance what I see are conflicting desires to compromise or to be activist. And I guess to me one of the bigger ongoing challenges is Wendy's not on the call anymore, but she mentioned very early on that we weren't enough of an irritation. We didn't make enough nuisance of ourselves. And I think that may be something worth going forward with. To at least consider. We did get involved in a number of compromise positions in which the Narello original position got brought into part of a consensus. As we go forward, I think it's going to be interesting to find out if we have a role to play some leadership and essentially
say that, you know, there's principled stances to be taken, and compromise isn't always the answer. This is something I think we're going to have to deal with as we go on, because there are a lot of other regions who are being very quiet right now, and actually I think we have started to set the pace for some of them, so it's going to be interesting to see how this moves on. Anyway, so first off, thank you for everyone. I wanted to have at least one part of this call into which nobody could stay silent, so forgive me for inflicting that on you, but I really wanted to have that happen. We'll move on to, basically I've been taking notes on this, and hopefully we'll be able to bring it back and see if we can come up with some interesting things to move forward with the next year. I think we're going in the right direction, but there's, you know, having a look at what we're doing every now and then is probably a good idea. Now, as of right now, we have on the rest of the agenda pending action on. I've got a very old agenda in front of me. My apologies. What's the next thing on the agenda, Darlene?
Well, number one was roll call. Number two was review of the summary minutes of 12th of May. Number three was review of action items May 12th. Number four was the review, the 12-month review that we just went through. After number four is number five, which is outreach selection of strategic events.
Okay. Now, one of the things that's been mentioned over the last little while on the mailing lists is the issue of outreach. And what we found out at some time previous is that Nick had actually allocated a budget that allowed each RALO to designate three events where we could have some representation, where we could basically have people from our organization that could travel to the event and set up some kind of active outreach plan. And the discussion has gone on in a couple of ways, and I wanted to get some input here. Basically, the main people that, I mean, people who have spoken up have basically been myself, Darlene, Robert, and Danny, and I wanted to find out if anybody else here on this call had some input about, you know, what kind of events we should be going to, how we should be doing outreach. We have a new application in from the Internet Society of New York. This is great news. Having more people involved is always great. But I also want to make sure that at large is simply not a matter of having Internet societies involved. We need consumer groups. We need community organizations and so on. And I'd like to find out from everybody else what you think we ought to be doing in order to try and make our base as broad as possible. Who's got something to say on that?
I have something, a little bit of something to say on that, and I'm just going to use an example here. Last month or a month and a half ago, there was a conference at SEDNET in Saskatoon, which is Community Economic Development Net, and one of the directors of Telecommunities Canada was going to be there, so we requested ahead of time, but not enough ahead of time, to have materials and such sent over there, and staff did try as best they could, sent materials on to the director that was going. But it was really too little, too late. We need to know about these conferences like a year in advance, or else we won't make strategic use of our time. And because the stuff came in too little, too late, there was a table there with ICANN materials on it, but, I mean, one director couldn't man it the whole time. There's also a bit of there's also a presentation on it, but it's outside of regular hours, so basically hardly anybody showed up. So if we are going to go to one of these things, if we are going to do it, we got to do it right. We need to do better planning on it, and we need to get it out there much more in advance of when it actually happens.
Okay. My answer to that would be, I guess one of the things behind agreeing on some locations now is so we can get those in motion. If I recall correctly, N10 takes place in the spring. CES, which I've been advancing, happens, I believe, in January, and we already missed the one you just mentioned. So the idea of agreeing on some locations now gives us plenty of opportunity to basically plan ahead for events which essentially all take place in early 2009.
the one I'd like to put forward in Canada would be the ICT Summit in Vancouver in February.
Okay. Now, the issue has been talked about quite a bit, and a few people have put in their ideas for events, but not many have actually been brought forward. Robert's brought up a couple. I've mentioned one. Darlene's mentioned some. Does anyone else have an idea of events where we could basically, my thought is that we ought to be pushing the envelope and getting out of the comfort zone and trying to reach out to organizations that might not have been thinking they'd be caught dead within ICANN, but getting them to care and getting them to be involved. Does anyone here have ideas about the kind of places we could be where we could do that?
Hi, this is Beau. I wonder if maybe there's a way to do something at the consumer. There are two kind of big consumer federation or consumer events in Washington: Consumer Federation of America, and that's, I believe, coming up in August. I mean, I can get dates and names, but it's possible that you know, if we could do a presentation at a couple of those, and the trick would be getting on the agenda, but I think that's where you're going to find some of these groups that, as you say, wouldn't originally have been caught dead wanting to be involved in ICANN. The event that Nick and Dave Piscitello and I did a few months ago with consumer groups, we actually had three or four people there from the EFF, I think I mentioned, and they were pretty interested, which surprised me. So those are two possibilities. I can provide more details as soon as I look up the dates of this thing.
Now, Bo, is that a regional conference or a global one?
It's a regional one.
Okay, so it attracts consumer groups from around the country or possibly Canada too?
Yes. I think Canada does attend. But yeah, mostly it's a U.S. event.
Okay, could you send that information out? Because unlike the other ones, yours is August. Most of the others we're talking about is almost like early 2009. My inclination right now would be to go back to Nick and, because of the timing and the different times, see if we can perhaps do, you know, maybe more than three. And but if we're going to do one in August, then that's not a lot of time to move this forward.
Yes, I will check the dates and times. The other one I was trying to think of is Consumer Assembly. So I will track those down and post them to the list.
Okay. Okay, this is good. So what I'd like to do then is even if you can't think of something now on the call, please try and come up with something, bring it out on the mailing list, and let's try amongst ourselves to agree on three or four events that we think that would have the most bang, and just put that forward, get them funded, and have them done. Does anyone else have anything to add on that one before we move on?
This is Danny. In response to Seth's earlier comments, when he recognized the need to empower some of the ALSs that haven't been participating, perhaps in certain areas, I know that the annual meeting of the American Intellectual Property Law Association is held at the end of October. And here's an opportunity for Seth to get involved and to essentially put forward the at-large user perspective to the intellectual property community. We do have intellectual property issues going on at the moment. Before us, we're currently dealing with the potential deaccreditation of Red Register, which failed to comply with an NAF decision and supposedly may be deaccredited by ICANN as of yesterday. These things affect us, because we obviously want to have a UDRP process that works reliably, and perhaps even Seth can raise the issue as to what we all can do to properly revise the UDRP, which is something that ICANN organizationally has looked at a couple times over the last 7-8 years.
Danny, I can understand your point, and I agree with you. I'm just not quite sure that it's within the realm of what we're doing in this particular item and trying to deal with outreach. I'm not sure we want to get a lot of intellectual property law lawyers involved as ALSs, unless some...
Well, I mean, we do have one in our own ALS, so I think that their interest should be regarded.
Well,
we can take that up for discussion on the list if you'd rather move on at this point.
Well, at this point, I'm just trying to get interest, get people to put their information out there, and deal with it on the mailing list so we can get some idea of what people would like.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'm still having problems with my agenda, Darlene. What's next?
Number six is July meeting election of one ALAC rep chair and secretariat.
Got it.
I don't know if Nick's comment on that.
Okay. Sorry. I have my notes back. I have my agenda back. In terms of when we met in San Juan last year, and when we formed the region, one of the things we had to do was to pick a chair, pick a secretariat, and pick two reps from our region to ALAC. One of those positions was for 2 years, and one was for 1 year. That was essentially to allow us to have two-year positions that were staggered, so in any given year you'd be voting for one person. So what will happen is at the July version of this call, which will be 1 month from now, I believe it's the 14th, we will have an election, and the positions open will be for chair, for secretariat, and for the one-year position to the ALAC rep that Bo was holding. As of this moment, Darlene, myself, and Bo have all asked to step forward, to put forward for re-election, but it is a proper election, and so calls and nominations for anybody else who would like to run for these positions is open, and we'll set up a proper procedure for this so that we can, at the next meeting, have a proper election and go forward for the next year.
Evan, you did see Nick's note about the fact that we don't necessarily have to do this quite this soon?
Well, it's my understanding that some of the timing is based on the ICANN annual meeting, which actually takes place at the fall meeting in Cairo. I'm more than happy to take a consensus from everybody here. This marks the one-year anniversary of when we signed the agreement in San Juan. But as you correctly point out, most of the ICANN timings for anniversaries take place at the November meeting. So is there a consensus, that we roll over the elections and hold them around November, or that we do them now because it's the one-year anniversary? I'm more than happy to hear what everybody thinks about this.
Well, and Nick's comments, I believe, were strictly geared towards Bo, the ALAC rep. So I think, we could probably do the chair and secretariat elections whenever we choose to. And if this is, the one-year anniversary, we might want to do that right away, but hold off on both. That's just a suggestion.
Is there a value in doing them all at once, or the idea of having the chair and secretariat happen at the June meeting and the ALAC rep for the November meeting? No comments? Okay.
I don't know if there's any benefits. I guess just whatever we want, right?
Okay. I think what we'll do best then is, since we weren't planning to do this until July anyway, we've got time to take this to email, try and solicit some ideas from everybody, and just to move forward. I have no preference whether it's in July or November. My preference would be to have all three done at once, but it certainly doesn't have to be done that way. Okay, we'll move that one out to email and discuss it with that. One thing that I do want to add briefly to the agenda, because Frederick has asked me to remind everybody of the email that he sent out, and I think most people on this list have received the mail from Frederick that is basically asking him for generally speaking, what your views are on how things have gone, how we can make things better. The actual subject of the original email was improvement of the win-win relationship between staff and the at-large community. That went out late May. So please have a look at that email and please respond to it. Respond to Frederick if you haven't already. If you have not received the email, please let me know and I'll get you a copy. Obviously, the better input that we have and that staff has, the better everyone can work together. It's been a long time waiting to have some good support staff for Nick, and now that those resources exist, we need to make best use of it. Okay, and the last thing I have on the list for us here is priorities for the June ICANN meeting. Now, as you know, there is going to be a meeting in about 2 weeks' time that is going to have to which Bo, Robert, Wendy, myself, and Darlene will be attending. And essentially what I wanted to try and do is to find out if there are any specific things on either the agenda of the Paris meeting or if there are any specific workshops or areas where we ought to be involved and pay special attention to. I'm paying attention to, for instance, Danny, you were saying earlier that at the previous meetings that you were expecting to see regional participation at some specific events, you didn't see it, and I'd like to prevent that from happening again and getting some input here from the region on what we should be looking for and if there's any particular issues, any particular workshops, any particular things that we need to be looking at, people, and so on.
Well, yeah, in particular, Evan, you've got on Wednesday the workshop Board Governance Committee At-Large Review Working Group Discussion. I mean, that's a big one. That affects, you know, the entirety of the at-large. So I would definitely want to see participation at that session.
Somehow I think that was going to happen anyway. That doesn't strike me as something that most people at large would not attend. I mean, that is pretty core and fundamental. Most of the people from at-large that were in Delhi were personally approached by the at-large review consultants, and I think there's been a number of consultations that have happened since. At least from my own perspective, you bet I want to be there when I hear what they're saying and what's being discussed.
All right. The other one that I would point to is on Monday, the workshop Protection for Registrants in an Evolving Market. That's 11 to 12:30.
Okay. Is there anything specific you want either being looked for or advanced?
I think by the time that this workshop comes about, we'll already have the redline version of the RAA posted, so I'm assuming that we'll probably have sufficient online discussion before this thing gets started.
Okay, so Danny, can I count on you in advance of that, essentially just to spearhead some issues, discussion of that, so we have something to take with us?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Okay. Does anyone have other things that they'd like to see dealt with? Obviously, the summit is going to be a big issue. There's going to be some summit planning involved. I also want to call your attention to the fact that the European RALO is also going to be having a major meeting there, of course, because it's local to there. And one of the things they're going to be discussing is a possible change to their structure to allowing individual participants, much the same we do in North America. So it looks like our approach may be catching on in other regions. Darlene and I have been invited in to comment about how we came to what we did and how we dealt with it. The European RALO has some very interesting issues that they're having to deal with, and as a result, they have to come up with some way to recognize the participation of individuals as opposed to organizations. And it's interesting. We seem to have created a precedent that others are looking to adopt now as they go forward.
Other than that, that's exhausted everything on my plate that I wanted to deal with, and we're still 6 minutes short of the top of the hour. Does anybody have anything that they would like to bring up, discuss, or ask?
Hey, this is Bo. I have one quick thing. The meeting we're supposed to have with, when I say we, I mean ALEC, ALEC is supposed to have a meeting with the registrar constituency to ostensibly talk about the RAA, as I mentioned, but Jonathan Nevitt, who is the co-chair of the registrar constituency, wants a briefing on or report on or wants to ask questions about the forthcoming summit. You know, I'm happy to play that role if necessary, but I'm just wondering if there's anyone who, I mean, Evan, if you could suggest either.
Well, myself and Darlene have been central to the formation of the summit from day one. So is this going to be an ALEC meeting with the constituency, or is this going to be something that you're personally involved in?
It's an ALEC meeting with the constituency.
Okay, then there's going to be many people between myself, Darlene, Sebastian, and Cheryl. There's going to be pretty well every answer to any question they could come up with.
Okay, I mean, do you specifically want to attend that and be there for that?
It was my intention of being there for that, as well as the GAC liaison, and basically I'm going to be there to everything that we're supposed to be there. As part of the chair and secretariats have been invited to most of the ALAC functions, and as long as they'll have us, we'll be there.
Okay, great.
Bo, this is Danny. Tomorrow, Cheryl is scheduled to send through the final summit proposal to ICANN staff for board consideration. You may be able to obtain a copy of that proposal from Cheryl and forward it to John Nevitt so he's got something to look at in advance of the session.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll still. There'll still be some work on that happening tonight. So, okay. Yeah, that as far as my understanding is, there is a deadline of that tomorrow. Anybody else have any questions, comments, bouquets, bricks, anything? Okay. Well, that being the case, then we are 3 minutes early before the top of the hour, and thank you all for coming to the meeting. The next one, I believe, is going to be on July 14th, which is one of those months where the Naralo meeting actually happens after the ALAC meeting instead of before. And so we'll see you back here July 14th on the Monday. And have a nice June, everybody.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye,
Danny.
Left.
Bo Brendler.
Left.
Gareth Sherman.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Seth Reese.
Left. Left.